The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Welcome back to another episode of Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie. I can't believe we're already on episode 3 of this series. I think I'm starting to get the hang of this podcast thing. Last time we talked about employee engagement at a high level. In this episode, we'll pick up where we left off, taking a deeper dive into the important employee engagement initiative of mentoring. As I think back on my career and think about the role that mentoring has had through it, both as an active duty military and now as a civilian, you know, I look back and I've had many mentors, both formal and informal. I almost think, you know, maybe the informal ones have been more profound on my career. One of the things that I learned very early on is to observe my leadership and observe what is successful for them and what things don't work for them, and then try to adopt those within my own career. And I've just had some, you know, really great leadership along the way, where and they have been very instrumental in steering my career in the right direction. And so I really encourage anyone who's interested or thinking about getting a mentor, be it formal or informal, to do so. I think it will have a big impact on both your future, your career.
So Art talked about the importance of mentoring and how it kind of shaped the trajectory of his career and how mentoring can be different for different people. Sometimes a very formal mentoring relationship is the way to go, real structured. And in other cases, and in my case, really, I look back at my career and where I started and how I got to where I am today. And I think all of my mentoring has been through informal relationships. And for me, my mentors have been the people that, quite frankly, my advice to people is find a mentor who you can ugly cry with, who will see the worst of you, but also be there in your corner to cheer you on through all of your career successes. Art is right. Mentoring can be different things and take different shapes and forms for different people. One of the things I think that we continue to say at NAVOR is that we care about our people. We care about their continued development and growth. We care about them as a person, not just as a NAVOR employee. So when you take a step back and you think about mentoring, you know, what does mentoring do? Well, it's a critical element into continuing to shape the individual as a person, both personally in their personal life. You want them to continue to grow and learn, but also continually evolve on the professional side. Because ultimately, our plan, at least from a human capital perspective, is we want to mold and help shape the future leaders of NAVOR. Because eventually everybody, you know, gets to the top of their career and then they start attriting out, typically through retirement. Then the question is, you know, have we done what we need to as an organization to grow our leaders so that there are people to fill those shoes as our current leaders take an exit and go and do something great, maybe not in federal civilian service, maybe enjoy the retirement life. I'm excited that one of the things we've done really well here at NAVOR is taken on several initiatives, all centered on employee engagement. I know that we have launched a couple of events, Flash Mentoring event most recently. And so I'm really excited that we were able to have three guests today who have participated in that event. And I'd like to hear what they have to say about those events and, you know, what value did they gain from attending those events?
Well said. We have three guests today, Robert Nishnik, Camilla Terrell, and Angie Leahy. All of them participated in mentoring initiatives here at NAVOR and are here to tell us about it. Robert, how about if you kick things off?
Yeah, thanks, Art. And before I start this, you know, Art and Frankie, I want to thank both of you for stepping outside of your comfort zone to connect with the NAVOR organization. I think the workforce has spent some very difficult recent years disconnected, where this helps all of us to reconnect. So my name is Robert Nishnik, and for those who work at NAVOR, more commonly know me as Gunny, mainly due to my past life in active uniform service as a Marine. As one story ended in my life, another one began. In 2019, as I was transitioning out of the Marine Corps, I began looking for future employment options here in Southern California. At that time, my parent command, who was Wounded Warrior Battalion, held a job fair that included representatives from NAVOR. As I was waiting my findings for my retirement package, I applied and was accepted into an internship program under ART and the corporate ops umbrella. For 6 months, I worked in facilities until I was approached by Sue Sinise, who is the PEO C4I DurOps, on an opportunity to intern and eventually serve as the Director of Business Operations for PMW 740, which, for anyone who doesn't know, that's our international C4I integration program. So for the Flash Mentoring, I saw an email published about an opportunity to speak with some various guests within the command. And being someone who's relatively new to the civilian side of the house, I still had a lot of questions, so I felt like this was a great opportunity. After speaking with my program manager and deputy within our program office, ultimately trying to gain a better understanding of where I'd like to see myself in the future to better serve this organization, this was really the best opportunity to do that, to talk to people that have critical impact at such a high level. So I signed up for the Flash Mentoring Program. And what did I get out of it? Well, I mean, I have my notebook here, so I could list 20 different things. But one of the main things I wanted to do was try to identify any trends those senior executive service members have across the board and what got them to where they are today. Now, why is that important to me? Well, if I can identify trends, there's a good chance that if you follow that and you're able to somewhat replicate it, you can create a successful path and plan. So education was a big part of it. So I'm currently, on top of being a director of operations, full-time dad, full-time husband, I'm in full-time night school. I wanted to see how much education played a role in progression as you move up through the organization, and realistically, to try to get into a better position where I can influence and help lead. That's really what it came down to. In the Marine Corps, it was very clear on the requirements that you had to meet in order to progress. But on this side of the house, I didn't really know where to start or how to start that path. And this really critical opportunity gave me a chance to talk to people who have already paved that path for us. So that was one of the main things I got out of it. So for that, thank you, and I appreciate it.
It sounds like recent in your transition from the active duty to the civilian side, and you just said, you know, there's so much about the civilian world that I want to learn and understand. So I guess my question to you is, how important do you think that this, well, in this case, we're talking about the Flash Mentoring, how important do you think that that program is to keep going, and is it something that is worth it in terms of our initiative of trying to ensure that we're driving employee engagement?
All right. So are you asking more specifically on the Flash Mentoring or just mentoring in general?
I'll take both.
Okay. So the Flash Mentoring program is wonderful because it gives us access to individuals we wouldn't normally have interactions with on a daily basis. That's the biggest thing I got. You know, not every day do you get a chance to sit with a general grade equivalent in a small space to ask personalized questions with that level of people that we did. So that's not a normal thing in really any organization. So great job for that, guys, because you're really offering us an opportunity to ask the questions that, again, you wouldn't be able to in most organizations. What that also does is it creates a stepping stone into what having a mentor can truly do for you. So that's what I gained out of that. And after having a chance to speak with many of the individuals on that panel, asking them questions like what steps did they take in their journey, or even identifying what consistent traits they have in common, I could start looking for a mentor that mirrors those traits and looking for certain features or certain leadership mannerisms that I want to emulate both now and as I grow as a professional. So that's what I gained. I think the Flash Mentoring was a stepping stone for me to find a long-term mentor that can guide me to the point in my career where I'm sitting on a panel to help mentor and lead others. I think ultimately that's always the goal, right?
Yeah, giving back. I love that.
My name is Camila Terrell, and I have been working in contracts for a number of years now. I currently support PMW 150. I truly enjoyed the Flash mentoring events. It gave me the opportunity to speak one-on-one with multiple directors here at NABWAR. In a larger group, you may not get the opportunity to speak directly to leadership or ask that many questions, but the smaller setting gave each person the opportunity to ask questions and even have more dialogue if necessary. I was very impressed with the path that each leader took to leadership. There is no quote unquote cookie cutter way to go into leadership. Some took a linear route, some were more zigzag. I believe, Art, you mentioned to me that you went from logistics to 8.0, and your military experience before played a large part in giving you various types of experience to apply to your new leadership position. I was very inspired by listening to all of the stories that all of the directors gave us. And it let me know that there's no one cookie cutter way in going into leadership here at NABWAR, which is something that I'm definitely interested in.
So if one of your coworkers asked you if they should go to the next Flash mentoring event, what would you say?
Most definitely. I will gladly tell people about this event. It was very positive, inspiring for me. After it was over, I was walking out with two of my fellow contracts members, and we discussed how much we enjoyed the event. And I told others who had not been that this was a great thing that they needed to take advantage of the next time that it is offered.
Didn't you participate in a different program or initiative that we have under the Human Capital Strategy Plan as part of Engage and Develop the Workforce?
I sure did.
You did?
I'm always looking for new ways to learn around NABWAR. And I did take advantage of the Mid-Career Leadership Program.
Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
And I just remember coming back from Independence Day knowing I was not going to go back to my program, but I had to go back to contracts. I was really sad because I could have stayed a lot longer. I really enjoyed my time there.
I thought you were going to tell me you were so happy. I was like, oh God, no.
There's so much that you can learn in 8.0. There's so many different facets of it. I believe every 2 weeks I did a rotation to learn new things. I was learning about training seminars, putting together telework and remote work training for the command, because I know a lot of people were starting to take advantage of it due to a lot of people teleworking from COVID. I also learned about leave, maternity leave, paternity leave. There were some suspensions and other things that are HR that I can't really discuss on this forum, but they were all quite interesting and kept me intrigued and wanting to learn more and more. I really enjoy learning how to create a training program in Udemy. That was pretty fun. If I could have stayed longer, I would have. But I know one of the challenges that you may have with the program is getting your competency to let you go for 6 months at a time. I know mine was ready for me to come back, and I completely understand. But I'm glad that I was still able to take advantage of the opportunity to do the program, and I would do it again if offered.
Yeah, I had to fight them off quite a few times. They're like, can we have her back early? I said, no. No, you may not.
Hey, Angie, you're next. Just like everyone else, tell us about yourself and your experience with the Flash Mentoring event.
Hi, my name is Angie Leahy, and I am from 6.0. I am the PM Processes and Tools Lead, and we used to be called the Scheduling Team, but we do a lot more than scheduling now. So, and I've been at NABWAR for approximately 5 years. I did come in as a contractor, and I've been civilian for just over 2 years. So I actually did come from industry, and I came from Qualcomm, and we had been there for many years. And I can say that the difference between being in industry and being here at NABWAR is the mission statement. That is what keeps me here. That is what motivates and drives me to do the best job that I can. I did actually attend the Flash mentoring session, and I thought it was a really great way to having a mentor and being a mentee is what I wanted. It was a nice non-committal event that really gave me a great insight to four amazing mentors that gave us some great ideas, and it really did motivate me to want to go out and seek and find a mentor. And I really wanted to see about advancing my career. What do I need to be doing next? What kind of things should I be doing? I actually did reach out and find a mentor, right after the meeting.
That's really cool. I understand you found one and connected with Tanya Nishio, our CIO, as your mentor.
I was so motivated by the Flash mentoring session that I immediately started thinking about who would be a good fit for me to be a mentor. And I actually reached out and found a mentor, and I actually just had my first mentoring session with her yesterday. So I didn't know Tanya before we met formally at our discovery meeting. And one of the reasons I picked her was because she wasn't in my chain of command and she was just outside. And what I learned in the class when I took the mentoring class on Udemy was that you really should create a circle of trust. And I felt like, you know, we needed to discover if that was going to be the case. And I might not be as open if I'm having my supervisor or the PM of my group being my mentor. I mean, they have a great open door policy too, and they're definitely informal mentors. But to create this formal mentorship, I really needed to create that circle of trust. So for me, it was pretty easy to figure out what area to look for a mentor because I have been working a lot with the OCIO, and I really like the team that I've been working with, and I like the camaraderie amongst the team, and I had some access to Ms. Nishio because of the Build-A-Thon, and she was one of our keynote speakers. So it was easier for me to figure that out than it may be for some other people. I would say for other people, maybe looking at where you want to be in 5 to 10 years and who is there now might be a good way to look at who you want to find to be your mentor.
That wraps up this episode of Empowering Excellence. Tune into our next episode where we will talk more about employee engagement. Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. Also, special thanks to Craig Madsen, who provided the voiceover for the show's intro. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I'm Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.